Well, you may hear the sound of cricket balls. I'm actually at East Molesey Cricket Club, and with me is the MP for Esher and Walton, Monica Harding. Hello.
Hello, Gisette. How are you?
I'm really well. It's very good to see you here. What brings you to this match?
Well, I come down to East Molesey Cricket Club a lot, as I do with all the cricket clubs in our area, and we are blessed with some fantastic clubs that look after all the generations from the tots all the way through to some serious men's team. East Molesey Cricket Club is one of the oldest in the country, right by the river, an absolute glorious place to spend a summer afternoon. And today, my fellow MPs and peers have come down to play in a match.
Well, I'm looking forward to this, I must admit. It's beautiful here. But I want to talk a little bit more politically with you. So the fact that we're in East Molesey, the nearest station is actually Hampton Court. And I know that that's a bit of a passion of yours.
All of the stations in the constituency are passions of mine, as are the trains running on time. And this is something that I've consistently brought up in the 2 years since I've been an MP, and we've had some successes. Now, we've had a success on timetabling, which means that we can get our children to school on time, which I think I've spoken to you about before, which is a massive win. But this month, we've also had a win on Hampton Court Station and Hersham Station. I've been agitating for a long time that the canopies that were destroyed, if you like, in a storm in 2022 haven't been repaired in all of that time, and Hampton Court has had scaffolding all around it. Now, Hampton Court is an incredibly important station, not least because it brings tourists to Hampton Court Palace, which was one of our most visited tourist attractions, and of course we are rightly proud of it. But for visitors to come out and see that scaffolding there for 3 years, also my residents who are looking at that scaffolding every day when they go into London, it's a very historic station. But finally, I've agitated enough to get South West Rail to start the works. So the works have started. They will complete at the end of this year. The station will be open throughout, and it's just so good to have got it going. Just on that, on Hersham Station as well, I've been agitating for a long time that it needs a complete makeover, refurbishment for all of our commuters that go into London each day, go to school, go to their jobs, make a lot of money for the economy. They shouldn't be having to go through a dilapidated station falling apart like that. And we have finally got the emergency repairs. We've got new bits on the platform, some paint, the stairs fixed. Still not enough, but it's a start. I'm really proud.
And also, let's talk about Hersham a bit more and Hinchley Wood, because you tabled a motion about accessibility.
I did, on the Railways Bill. I supported my party's amendment to have a passenger charter, which gives proper compensation if trains don't run on time, and to improve service. But I also tabled my own amendment about accessibility. So Hersham and Hinchley Wood stations are the only stations in my constituency without any accessibility. Some have step-free access, but they have no accessibility at all. So I laid an amendment in order to get accessibility for those two stations. It's really important that our stations serve everyone. And it is not fair on our constituents that can't use stairs, you know, our more elderly constituents or those with buggies or pushchairs, that they have to go out of the constituency to Surbiton, often at the expense of a taxi, in order to get a train into London. That's not right, and that's something that I want to fix.
Let's move on. Let's talk about sewage then, and I know you're passionate about Thames water. How are you getting on with this?
Well, look, I am really concerned about Thames Water and its financial situation. I am very concerned that the government are attempting to bail it out when it's a company that just needs to be taken into special administration by the government and set up as a public interest company to serve customers better. Our customers are paying sky-high bills for water, and they've gone up again this year, and we're getting less for the more that we are paying. We've had, just last month in the heavy rains, sewage flooding out into the streets of Thames Ditton, affecting a local primary school. This isn't right. Thames Water need to be taken to task by the government and put into special administration.
And finally, I can't let you go without asking you about the potential new Prime Minister, Andy Burnham.
Yes, well, I feel very uneasy about this, that somebody has come in who's... We don't know what his policies are. We don't know what his plan for the country is. it looks like a coronation, this just doesn't feel right. But more than that, of course we all believe that there should be equality throughout the country, but this isn't a zero-sum game. It's really, really important that the South East continues with its mission for growth and is allowed to make that money that is going to fund our public services. That cannot be taken away from the South East. So yes, let's grow the pie, but let's not take away from the South to give to the North. Let's grow the pie so that all parts of the country see growth.